Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Okay, so here are the details of the first ever, America's first interactive drive-through protest caravan. It's going to begin at the Premium Outlet Mall parking lot, and you ought to get there around 2 o'clock, mingle with social distancing. And then at 3 o'clock, they'll be heading down Las Vegas Boulevard. And they'll go all the way, ending at the Grant Sawyer State Office Building. This is going to be a major event. And this is going to be a protest to end all protests, demanding to the governor that he let us go. And that doesn't mean you have to open the entire economy. You know my idea. My idea was what he ought to do is throw us a bone. Give us, and this kind of borrows a phrase from Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers, a cheat week where we open up. We open up not everything, but we open up bars and restaurants. And if you want to open up gaming, open up gaming. 1 week. 1 week. And you use it as a test case. You figure out if it works or not. If people can be trusted or not. If people, if businesses give you the 6 feet of social distancing, if, in order to open, you have to cut your, people in your business in half. That to me would be the smartest thing to do. And do it for 1 week. People could get their hair cut, could get a mani-pedi, could get a massage, could go to church. You could get to your favorite liquor store. Lee's Liquor could be open for 7 days. And then at the end of 7 days, let's do the measurement. Let's do the data. Let's find out if all of a sudden there's a huge spike? What if there's not a huge spike? Oh, well, maybe that means you can extend it another week and another week and another week until you find a reason to shut her down. But at the very least, you'd get 7 days of freedom. I call it the cheat week. We've been very, very good for 5-6 weeks. And even though the governor congratulates us on a regular basis, he doesn't give us anything for it. That's the problem. The governor seems mean and vindictive, and he's not rewarding good behavior. As a longtime parent, he should know this. His two daughters could probably testify to this. Anyway, let's go to the governor. This was the governor from last night. Is this the short or the long one? It's a short one? Okay. So this is cut 9. Okay. This is the governor. And see if you know any more about what his plan is to reopen the economy. This was the governor last night. And by the way, we didn't do the audio-visual. He ought to fire the people that do his audio-visual stuff. And by the way, Mark Hoke will do it at a discount. Yeah, and he'll do it way better. Anyway, here it is. This is the governor's Sisolak news conference yesterday.
So the emergency is not over yet, but it has entered a new phase. We must continue to use good behavior and follow medical advice as we navigate this phase. Today, I wanted to get together with some of my team to present our planning framework for reopening Nevada. And I've been working on the state-specific framework for weeks and spent the last few days reviewing the White House's Opening Up America Again plan as well. From the start, we have worked to ensure that our state measures were in accordance with federal criteria and guidelines. Today's overview is not the full reopening plan. We know that our first step had to be setting strong criteria that we must check off before we begin phase one of the reopening. That is what I'd like to walk you through today. Once I present our framework and criteria for reopening, I'll give a quick overview of some things Nevada can expect once we enter phase one. In the coming weeks, my team and I will continue solidifying the details of phase one as we work with businesses and community leaders and elected officials throughout the state. This is our overall goal. We want to progressively open up different types of facilities and industries in a way that allows Nevadans to gradually return to their normal lives while continuing to prevent the spread of the disease. So once the curve is flattened, our goal is to keep it that way until we have validated, approved treatments, and a vaccine. The federal government has created gating criteria, or criteria that should be met before we can move on to phase one. Think about this as phase zero. This is what we should do before we can get to phase one. Due to the criteria that was developed by the state team and in accordance with the White House guidance, as of right now, I cannot give you a firm date as to when we will meet all of this criteria to begin phase one reopening plans. If we continue on this path, the date is on the horizon. Our behaviors and events will ultimately help determine this date. And my goal is that my team and I will be able to communicate that to the public with adequate notice so businesses and services throughout the state will have time to prepare. This is atypical. The reopening needs to be flexible because it's going to rely on data, and this is a virus. There's going to have some real-time decision-making if we see a spike in cases, and I update Nevadans along the way as we monitor our progress. I'm working to update my previous directives to reflect this new reality that phase one can only begin when this criteria has been met. Once we begin phase one, we will be able to loosen restrictions on certain activities and businesses, and the loosening of these restrictions will be done in accordance with federal guidance that's tailored to Nevada's specific industries, businesses, and communities.
But he can't tell us which industries we're talking about here. That's what's got me stoked this morning. I'm going to open up our phone lines, and I want to find out, did you get a chance to see the governor? Fox 5 carried it here. I'm sure a lot of the TV stations across our listening area carried it live. And by the way, it was just a colossal failure just from an audiovisual standpoint. And they've had, 5 weeks to do this? You can't get it right after all of that? You people ought to be ashamed of yourselves. To call yourself professionals? That's embarrassing. And I'm just going to tell you, it doesn't create confidence among your constituents, Governor. I'm sorry, but it doesn't. It's like, you know, it's like the gang that couldn't shoot straight. This is embarrassing. In fact, before we go to a break, I'll let you hear another governor who, by the way, has chosen to reopen. This is cut two. This is Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. There's no big echo. There's no it's this is Governor Ron DeSantis. You make the call.
Well, we have a great task force with people from all over the state of Florida and all the different industries, particularly small business. And we're putting together a lot of great ideas for what the next phase looks like in Florida. But, you know, I got to give credit to the people of Florida. You go back 6 weeks, everybody, particularly in the Acela media, was saying Florida was going to be worse than New York. Obviously, we have a very elderly population. It was constant people saying that. If you look at what's happened, that's not true. You know, New York, for example, has about 25 times the number of fatalities of Florida, even though we have 2 million more people. Right now, as of last night, we had about 730 people statewide in the ICU. People said our hospitals were going to be overrun. We've actually increased hospital bed space and ICU bed space during the pandemic. So there were fewer beds available in Florida in February than there are now. So Florida's flattened the curve. People have done a great job. And I think I think we understand that you can do both. You can continue to fight COVID-19, but also get people back to work and have society function again. And Brian, I never did draconian orders here like you see in some of these other states where a dad would get arrested for or get cited for taking his daughter to the park. That doesn't work. We've never done that. We've been very, I think, reasonable with the people of Florida, and they've responded.
But the governor here says he saw pictures of people in a golf cart. More than one person per cart. Yeah. And instantly, the golf courses were closed. What a moronic idea that is. Don't get me started. Coming up, I'm going to let you hear the voice of reason. And it's the mayor of the city of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman. We'll let you hear her as she battles Katie Tour. I know you probably didn't see this on MSNBC, but this is phenomenal stuff. Stick around. More to do on Live and Local now.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
There is good news. We will recover. We will thrive if we act now. I'm Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your congressman in Nevada's District 4. I'm not a professional politician. I'm a 20-year military veteran and a successful business owner. I know how to balance a budget, secure a border, and help President Trump revive our economy. Nevada, we need a congressman who will work for you. I can help. Join SamPetersForCongress.com. Remember, Sam Peters, the number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Make sure you prepare with clean water and soap or hand sanitizer and use them often. Avoid close contact with people who are sick, coughing, or sneezing. COVID-19 is transmitted through close personal contact, so keep your distance. Cooperate with response measures instituted by your employer and those recommended by health officials at the federal, state, and local level. Practice social distancing and limit large group interactions. Times like these test our resolve. The strength of our local is what will help forge our city into the future. When the smoke clears, we will stand united. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, you've heard from Governor Sisolak. You've heard from another governor, a reasonable governor, by the name of Ron DeSantis, a Republican in Florida. And now I want you to hear from the mayor of the city of Las Vegas. She was on with Katie Turr. Katie Turr is a flaming liberal, progressive, whatever you want to call her. And she works for MSNBC, the network that nobody watches. So you probably did not see this, but I want you to hear this as Katie Turr challenged the mayor of Las Vegas, Carolyn Goodman.
Mayor Goodman, thank you very much for joining us. I want to ask you about a bit of pushback that you're receiving from some of the major business leaders and other leaders in your city. Wynn Resort CEO Matt Maddox called, he said this in an op-ed, "I commend our governor for making the difficult decision and taking early action in the fight against COVID-19. I believe his decision saved lives." And earlier today, Stephen Klubok, the chairman and CEO of Diamond Resorts International, had this to say about your recent stance on reopening the economy. Take a listen.
Mayor Goodman is the mayor of the city of Las Vegas downtown. She has nothing to do with the Strip, and we're sick and tired of hearing this. The person in charge of the Strip is Miss Kilpatrick, and she's head of the county commission. And that's what runs the strip once and for all. Enough, Mayor. You have nothing to do with the strip.
Mayor Goodman, you keep calling it insanity. You want it to reopen. What do you make of that pushback?
Well, he couldn't be more correct, and I've known the gentleman for a long, long time, and he's absolutely correct. The strip is in the unincorporated Clark County. All I'm talking about is this is a hospitality service industry state. We have built this being very careful to make sure we're inspecting, licensing, and keeping our workers employed and giving the great community that wants to have a good time or bring their convention here safe, secure, and having a healthy environment. We wouldn't be so successful if that weren't happening. And Mr. Klubeck, unfortunately, has not called or told me any of his opinions, and I've known him a long time. The reality is what I assume is that everybody is a carrier, that 100% of our population is asymptomatic, but a carrier. And so how do we move forward? What do we do to keep our people working, to keep our parents being able to put food on the table, pay rent, and keep a roof over their head? So many now who live paycheck to paycheck and are in the service industry supported by these hotels have no way to do that. They can't stay at home because they don't have a home. And so the reality is this is a wonderful community that has proven itself to the world by how it conducts itself, its gaming, everything that we've done. And my whole opinion is get our people back to work. That's the entire press. And it had nothing to do. I never spoke about the strip being open or closed because, truly, he's absolutely correct. I have nothing to do with that. I am concentrating on the city of Las Vegas, where we're ready to get back in business and assuming that everybody's asymptomatic or is a carrier. How do we do that? Do it safely and protect our people. And most importantly, take care of our elderly, who are the most susceptible to having a terrible experience or perhaps even dying. And we love our seniors. I happen to be a senior.
There you have it. That's Carolyn Goodman, who I thought did really well with Katie Tour from MSNBC. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. You can do it right now. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, $529 for a family. It's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or check it out on your smartphone. You can do that right now. You can do it over the break. LibertyHealthShare.org/KevinWall. That's LibertyHealthShare.org/KevinWall. Stick around. We'll also get to some calls on the other side. 844-2-NEVADA. What did you think of what the governor said last night? Do you know any more than you did last night? That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local Now. The party runs too long. You know, it's just your foolish pride.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are edging higher in afternoon trading on signs of more stimulus to aid small businesses and a recovery in oil prices. And shares of Snap are popping and are up over 30% today. The social media company reporting a surge in the number of users in its latest quarter as people who are homebound are turning to its chat app for communicating with friends and family. And AT&T is warning that the coronavirus pandemic is hurting its financial outlook. The telecom giant is withdrawing the financial targets set in November due to the economic uncertainty caused caused by the recent wave of job losses as cash-strapped customers spend less. AT&T's chief executive Randall Stephenson said the company has a strong balance sheet and its core business remains healthy, but it's hard predicting the pandemic's near-term effects. Shares of AT&T are down over 1% today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm Chris Foster. Some businesses ordered closed by Governor Brian Kemp because of the coronavirus outbreak may reopen tomorrow in Georgia. Savannah Mayor Van Johnson tells Fox the state hasn't even met the new federal guidelines to start reopenings.
Here in Georgia now with over 800 deaths, over 20,000 people infected, and a steady increase in infections, we have not met that threshold as of yet.
COVID-19 cases and deaths are again down a bit in the hardest hit state, New York, and production is suspended at another big pork processing plant.
Tyson Foods' Waterloo, Iowa plant has already been working at reduced capacity and now suspending operations at the pork plant of some 2,800 workers. The company blaming the combination of worker absenteeism with dozens of coronavirus infections and community concerns.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
As the nation's doctor, I often get asked, what should I do if I think I might have coronavirus?
People who are sick should stay home. You don't go to an emergency room. You don't go to a clinic. You get on the phone and you ask for advice and instructions from your physician.
We don't want you to go into the ER or the doctor's office without talking to them first because you might spread coronavirus to someone else. Please visit coronavirus.gov for more information.
From the health of every American to the health of your portfolio, Fox Business brings you complete coronavirus coverage. As markets continue to react with extreme volatility, Fox Business shows you how to navigate the turmoil with instant analysis to help you make your next move. Plus, breaking reports from Washington to Main Street, keeping you on top of every development as it happens. Turn to Fox Business for the continuing coronavirus coverage every investor needs.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't you love her madly? Don't you need her badly? Don't you love her ways?
Okay, so you had a chance to hear from the governor. You've heard from other governors around the country who are much more reasonable about this. And, by the way, I might say have a better bedside manner and better audiovisual system than Governor Sisolak. I want to find out if you're behind the governor or if you're like a lot of people. I've talked to a ton of people just in the last 12 hours. And people are PO'd. I mean, they are really ticked off about this thing. I mean, this is life and death, and it's our livelihood, and it's our jobs. I'm just telling you, something's got to give. The governor had a great opportunity last night to throw us a bone. Give us a cheat week. Let us get our hair cut. Let us get a manicure, a pedicure, a massage. Go to church. But they haven't done that yet, have they? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to go to cut 8 real quick, though. I'm going to go to cut 8 and because I want you to hear how this thing ended, this Katie Tour interview from MSNBC. She was interviewing Mayor Carolyn Goodman on and trying to lecture the mayor on how Las Vegas works. Listen to this.
Mayor Goodman, how do you do that? If you assume everybody is an asymptomatic carrier, Vegas runs on crowds. They run on crowds in small spaces, yeah. Interacting yeah. with each other, using slot yeah. machines, touching the same things, breathing the yeah. same filtered air through the casino. A lot of smokers in Vegas, making people highly susceptible to this disease. How do you keep people safe? Do you think it's possible?
Well, absolutely. I mean, consider the fact that we have grown so exponentially here over the past 40 years. It's been incredible. And we've survived the West Nile and SARS, bird flu, E. coli, swine flu, the Zika virus. And we've done
those were not as contagious. They were not as contagious, and they did not spread as far as this disease has already done.
Well, we'll find out the facts afterwards. Unfortunately, we all do better in hindsight.
But those are the facts. Really we have a death toll. Well, we have a death toll yes. that proves it. We have cases around the country that prove that. Those are
well,
the facts.
Assuming that you are correct, it is. It's the masks. It's perhaps, but we do deal in crowds, and we have lived through all of these other virus contagious, highly contagious diseases, and yet we have managed to continue to have wonderful conventions come up here and be a center for now.
Mayor Goodman, there's no assuming that I'm correct. Those are the numbers that are released by the federal government. Well, 791,000 cases.
In the state of Nevada, we're over 3 million people, and we have 151, sadly, lost individuals. Most of whom
could that be due to the fact that your casinos and your businesses are not open right now and people are not interacting?
No. They were, well, from the point of has it been measured, has it been their control group? When you're doing statistics, control groups are absolutely so paramount. So everything is going to be looked at, and we certainly defer to, I look to Dr. Fauci, who has said that this is a virus that's going to be here and could recur next year or could last all the way through into December. So do we absolutely keep everybody out of work and destroy the life of people and our children and next generation because we have a fight in our hands with the virus. And I am making the assumption that everybody's a carrier. So let's go forward, open up the city, open up whoever wants to open up, but do it in a very responsible, cautious way.
It's Mayor Carolyn Goodman on with Katie Tour yesterday, T-U-R. Is the spelling of her last name. She is, I think she's the best representative. And you know what? I think a lot of you feel like Carolyn Goodman, that it's time to open this thing up. Now, I'm willing to take the middle ground and say, give us a cheat week. Open up massage parlors and churches and Lee's Liquor. I mean, that to me is the logical way of doing it. And if you don't see a spike, then open it up for another week. And another week. And another week. Until you see a spike. If you don't see a spike, then maybe it tells you something. Remember all the projections? About 2 million Americans were going to die. Then that got ratcheted down to a million. And now it's down to something like 60,000. No, I mean, that's what they're talking about. I'll tell you what, it's due. We're going to go to your phone calls in a second. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need a lawyer, you need someone who doesn't just know the law. You need someone who shares your conservative values. That's why you need Craig Mueller. Call him right now, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Craig Mueller from Mueller & Associates. Let's begin. Let's see. Let's go to James. James is on line one, and James, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Kevin. I just wanted to say that I thought Dr. Anthony Fauci, however you pronounce his name.
Yeah, Fauci.
Was contradicting himself on January 24th when he said that 2 million people would die from this virus, and then he changed his statement later on. And I found out through the CDC that 2 million people die a year from diseases like heart disease and cancer, and that's about 170,000 a month. So every time someone dies, whether they're terminally ill or not, they always say it was a COVID-19 death. And why I'm saying this is because Medicare, they pay these hospitals between $13,000 and $39,000 if they report it as a COVID-19 death. And I just think it's, I don't want to say it's a scam, but I just figure that I know we're all carriers, and the CES show came through Las Vegas and, you know, maybe brought a little of that on. But I think we've already passed the hump, and I believe what you said, have a cheat week. And Carolyn Goodman also, you know, that, you know, open that up for a short stint and see if it works. And if there is a spike, you know, like I'm reiterating what you said is, you know, then shut us back down. But, you know, give the people a chance, you know, because there's no tax revenue. 300,000 unemployment benefits of, you know, trying to get their benefits, but it's just going to devastate the economy, and you know we're going to run out of money, and then the federal government's going to have to come in and help us out. But I guess that's all I want to say. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey James, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. My idea, and I've been spouting this for the last, I guess, week or so, is the idea of a cheat week. And it's a concept that it's not mine. It belongs to either Jenny Craig or, I don't know, Weight Watchers or one of the dieting companies, where for 6 days you don't eat any carbs and you don't eat any chocolate cake and you don't eat any anything. But on that seventh day, it's a cheat day. C-H-E-A-T, cheat. And instead of a cheat day, we do a cheat week, where we open up the hairstylists, the nail salons. A lot of my women friends are distraught. They don't have the phone number of your of their nail person, and their nails are looking pretty raunchy. Ah, sorry, but it's true. We've got right now, as of last night, 163 statewide deaths for COVID-19. Tests performed, but we've only had 40,000 tests. See, here's my problem, that just because we're going to be testing more people, we're going to have more positive tests. We're never going to be in a situation where we, quote, plateau or peak, because instead of having fewer people tested, we're going to have more people tested. This is guaranteed to not work the way it's set up now. By the way, if you're looking for the numbers, 63% of the beds are in use statewide, hospitals. ICU rooms occupied 71%. But how about this? And this is a number that you got to take a look at. Ventilators in use. Only 34%. That's what, 60 some odd percent are not in use? But the numbers that they want to use are positive tests and cases and things like that. And the governor has already asked for more testing. Well, fine. But in a cheat week, you could find out, is there a spike or not a spike? If there's not a spike, you add another cheat week on. If there's not a spike then, you do another one. And maybe by then you're ready for phase two. And you open up the restaurants on a regular basis. I need to take a break. I'm going to do that right now. I get to more of your calls. I've only got one line open. You want to seize it now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local now. In these troubled times, we all need to prepare for the unexpected. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's why I recently called Castle Insurance Group to do a full review of my insurance. In an emergency, I wanted to be fully covered, but I also wanted to make sure I was getting the most bang for the buck. I spent all of about 10 minutes with my Castle Insurance Group agent, and the next morning, she had my quotes for auto and renter's insurance ready to go. She not only improved my coverage, but she also saved me hundreds of dollars. In these uncertain times, who couldn't use more money in their pocket? At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best policy from name brand insurers like Progressive, Nationwide, Safeco, Travelers, Hartford, and ASI. Would you like to save money on your home, auto, and life insurance while actually improving coverage? Then call my friends at Castle Insurance Group at 702-714-1060. Ask for a free quote. That's 702-714-1060. All it will cost you is 10 minutes and a phone call. That's 702-714-1060.
Hello, I'm Steven Silvercross, candidate for University Regent in District 3. As a state assemblyman, I fought and passed major education reforms. As a regent, I'll continue the fight to modernize and improve our state's universities and colleges. Silvercross might be hard to spell, but it's nothing compared to how hard I'll work for you. For more information, check out my website at silvercross.com. That's silvercross.com. SILBERKRAUS.com. Paid for by Friends for Steven Silvercross.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
We live in very uncertain times. I'm Michael Schaus with Nevada Policy Research Institute. All of us are facing uncertainty as we deal with the human and economic costs of the coronavirus pandemic. But there's one thing we can be certain about. As Nevadans struggle to rebuild their lives, government is likely only going to make things worse. Politicians, for example, aren't going to suddenly stop trying to micromanage our lives. The Clark County Education Association isn't going to suddenly abandon their billion-dollar sales tax hike. Local governments aren't going to suddenly become efficient, thrifty spenders of our hard-earned tax dollars. So as we rebuild our economy and our lives, the fight to preserve and promote the freedoms necessary for workers, entrepreneurs, and families to thrive in this state is going to be more essential than ever. Partner with Nevada Policy, and together we will protect those freedoms as we build Nevada's future. To find out more about Nevada Policy or to partner with us, visit NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, the thing that most people are maybe most torqued about that I've talked to just in the last 12 to 15 hours since the governor's just horrible performance at the press briefing. No, Governor Sisolak is... his bedside manner is horrible. I think he's listening to the wrong people. I think he has to understand human nature. People don't like being cooped up. They just don't. Anyway, the thing that a lot of people are really torqued about, and that is, you know, all these projections, and even statewide projections. Believe it or not, we've only had 163 deaths statewide. Now, even one death, we mourn. And it's sad. And we pray for those that have passed and those who remain behind. But I'm going to tell you something. 163 deaths in a state of 3.2 million. Forty thousand tests and you look at the simple thing is the positive test. There's only been 3,900 positive tests and only 163 deaths. Now you say only. But think of some of the other things. People dying of hypertension, people dying of heart attacks, people dying of drug abuse. You know, I want you to hear Dr. Nicole Sapphire. She was on Fox News last night and examines why the U.S. coronavirus projections were so incredibly, incredibly wrong.
Well, the one thing that, in my opinion, the models didn't necessarily account for is the incredible resolve of the American people. Because what did we do? We saw these numbers, these shock value numbers of 1 to 2 million Americans potentially dying. That really sat with people, and they really chewed on that. And what did they do? They stayed home. They heeded the warnings, and they did everything that the White House and the specialists and everyone was recommending they do, which is why those numbers are now lower and continuing to get lower and lower. And that is why I am just very proud of our country, because people, we don't necessarily need to be forced into certain situations. We do it because we know it is right. But now, as we have been saying, we have warned that the long-term economic consequences may far outlast that of the virus itself, which is why people are starting to get restless. And they are saying, okay, we understand this virus a lot more now. We have a lot more information, and now's the time for us to get back to work. My biggest concern right now, Ainsley, is that people keep saying it's all about testing, testing, testing. But the truth is, there is not one magic answer to get things back to good. The truth is, ubiquitous testing may not be realistic in the short term. That being said, there are also false negatives and false positives with these tests, and we don't even know at this point if the presence of an antibody circulating in your bloodstream actually means that someone is going to be immune to it. So we don't have that information. But we can't sit and wait for that information, because as we see, we have people waiting in lines, trying to get money, trying to get food. This is not what our nation is about, and we have to do what we can to safely get people back to work and get our economy back up again.
I like the idea. By the way, guess who just came by? Bob from Angelicious Popcorn. In fact, tell you what let's do. See if you'll come. No. We're not having studio guests. Yeah, remember? Yeah, we're not having studio guests. Because mainly because I want you to hear this. You know, at times like this, people get a little full of themselves, myself included. I mean, I'm as guilty of this as anybody. Sometimes we. But I want you to hear what Jake Tapper did yesterday from CNN. And he responds to another CNN reporter, Katie Hill, and a report on Bill de Blasio's New York parade idea. Listen to this.
And just one other note, from here in New York, we talk so much about what has changed, what is being canceled. The mayor noting that when New York is ready, one of the first things they plan to do is hold a ticker tape parade for the healthcare workers who, in the words of the mayor, saved us. He said it will also be a sign of the rebirth of this city.
Having a parade in New York City is one of the stupidest ideas I've ever heard. Erica Hill, thank you so much.
Joining me now is the Democratic mayor.
I hear you, but still.
Yeah, but still. Just an incredibly stupid idea. I love that. Oh, well. And poor Katie Hill felt like, sorry, I was just, you know, telling you what the governor wants to do or what the mayor wants to do. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, right on, Kevin. The big question that nobody's asking is, when are we going to open the airport? Everybody keeps talking about opening up Las Vegas, but nobody's addressing the question of the airlines and the airports and the tourists coming in.
Well, that's going to be a part of it. Nobody's going to want to come to Las Vegas if they think they're going to come here and then die. And that's
how are you going to know what? Go ahead.
No. And Brady, all I was saying is there is a consumer confidence part of this thing, and you're not going to get it by a governor who is afraid that every person you come in contact with is going to make you die. That's just not going to work.
Well, the problem I have is here you're going to have a plane. Okay, say it's coming from New York City. You got 400 people on a plane sitting right next to each other. How is that social distancing going to work in an airplane?
I saw one airline that said we're going to block the center seat. So everybody will have either an aisle or a window.
So you're going to fly 20 people on an airplane 6 feet apart. How is that going to be profitable for an airline?
Well, they got to figure that out. No, and yo, you're right. These are all things that you hope they're talking about. But the problem is we don't know, because there are no follow-up questions at these news conferences with Governor Sisolak. And there just isn't a lot. I mean, even members of the legislature can't get the answers they want from this governor, because the governor won't talk to them. Shame on you, Governor Sisolak. These are also elected officials, people like Scott Hammond and like Robin Titus. How many conversations have you had with them? I think the answer is none. Sorry about that. I'm going to get off the soapbox, I promise. Hey, hope you have a great rest of your day. We'll tee it up again tomorrow, I promise. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day. Oh, and by the way, to the folks at Angelicious Popcorn, thank you for the amazing popcorn. And it's got my picture on it. Nah, it does. It's really cool. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day. Live and local now.
Let's buy a home and let them slam. So I wish that I could stay before the queen would answer me. Well, someone couldn't put the lamp away.
All of us have felt the impact of Governor Sisolak's new coronavirus policy, and none of us know when we'll be able to declare victory. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And while we all want to do our part to support the president's effort to stop this deadly killer, we all have to eat, don't we? That's why Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos want you to continue to enjoy the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30-plus years. Ichabod's full menu is available 24/7 for carryout or curbside pickup. And get this, limited menu items are available for 50% off. That's right, 50% off. To order, call Ichabod's Lounge at 702-451-2323. That number again, 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. None of us knows what the future brings when it comes to the coronavirus. But one thing I know for sure, we'll all get through this together. And Ichabod's Lounge will be there with you every step of the way.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now.